Now, tell me about some of the new data that all of us in the public realm haven't really heard about.
Well, one case, which I'll be discussing at length this Sunday in 2 days, involved my colleague, Barry Conrad. And he met a beautiful young woman in 2001. They fell in love. They ended up living together. And what was most intriguing is she claimed that as she was growing up, she was moving from one haunted house to another, which is absurd because the probability of that is astronomical. And within not long after she moved in, after we went out on our first case with her in here in Los Angeles, the next day, poltergeist events began occurring in Barry Conrad's home. And over the next 5 years, we documented over 174 incidents of these type, everything from the dog being picked up and thrown into the wall, of the sounds of furniture crashing, Pyrex glassware exploding for no apparent reason, lights going on, flashes of blue light, disembodied voices, objects hitting furniture, you name it, it was there. And what's fascinating is that the waxing and waning of the phenomena and its frequency and magnitude correlated to this woman's illness. She contracted a very, very bad form of cancer called multiple myeloma. And we saw that as she went from relapse to remission and back and forth, the phenomena would respond accordingly. And unfortunately, she died on July 25th of this year, and the phenomena has pretty much ended at that point, which gives us some belief that a lot of these phenomena may come from living people. They're the product of something called psychokinesis. She's been dead almost 4 months now, and with the exception of a few volleys at her death, everything's been quiet for the first time in almost 5.5 years.
Okay, how do you explain that in terms of, real research? I mean, it's strange.
Well, I mean, when she told me that she, grew up having all these things happening around her, then I saw some photographs Barry had taken of her shortly after they met, and in almost every photograph there were luminous anomalies around her. Now, I've known Barry Conrad for 18 years, and we've worked together that long, and he's never had these things happen around him, other than one other case where the poltergeist agent, this was from 89 to 91, visited Barry's old home. But what's fascinating is, from what I've learned from talking to other colleagues of mine throughout the country, there's never been a case where a poltergeist agent, meaning a living generator of these types of events, died and the phenomena stopped. Generally, they grow out of it. They mature and the phenomena just goes away. We think it's a byproduct of some unusual electrochemical imbalance in the brain.
In the person who was alive at the time.
Right. So if the person who is generating this dies, the phenomena stops. But this has never occurred because the probability of a very young person dying is very low. If that data exists, it isn't. I haven't become aware of it. And so the case was extraordinary because I was present when a number of these things transpired. So I got to witness them firsthand, and they were remarkable, absolutely remarkable.
It's almost as if the poltergeist attached itself to her.
Well, I mean, the word poltergeist means noisy spirit.
Right.
The belief now among parapsychologists primarily is that these, I guess, manifestations are the product of a living human mind. No ghosts, no dead people, no discarnate intelligence in this instance. It seems that our unconscious mind is generating this force and expelling it from us and wreaking havoc with the environment.